There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live with you in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. 3 hours on tap today. In an hour, Michael Lombardi is going to join the program. A lot of NFL to talk about with him at that time. Mike Palm in studio for a full hour today, VP of Circus Sports down here, where we broadcast from every single day, and VSiN host as well. NBA Finals, game number 3 last night goes to the home team, the Boston Celtics. Covered the first quarter, they covered the first half, they covered the game, and now for game 4, they are laying 4 points at BetRivers, and the total is 215, an uptick from last night, and series price now, Paulie, Boston 235 after winning that game last night.
Yep. Too low? 220 in some spots. Maybe they're not high enough, right?
Well, this all depends on the status of Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Kerr last night kind of got angry in the postgame. He's not hurt. I just pulled him because the game was over with, is what he said. Maybe he's hurt.
He says it's sore. So that's right. If he's not 100%. Like we talked about yesterday, or the fact if he doesn't go off and gives you a big performance, where are they, right? So, Draymond Green, horror show. He was terrible. And in foul trouble again, I thought they got a tough whistle in the game. Curry only went to the line one time. That was difficult for them.
And that was during that seven-point play sequence.
Yeah, Vulgaris had a great tweet. Why are you pulling people, Curry? You're only down 14 with 2 minutes. It's a two-possession game.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this
right.
was that was funky. And, of course, the third quarter run again. But this is Boston, resilient, epic run here since late January, 13-1 off a loss and 7-0 in the playoffs. And got a little hairy in the third quarter, but they pulled away in the big three. Throw Smart in there, of course. He was awesome, historic, what the big three did for Boston.
Well, isn't that funny the way it worked, though? The way the Warriors covered that third quarter again?
Yes.
They outscored them 33-25. And then in the fourth quarter, just completely died. But yeah, I mean, it did get hairy there for a minute.
Plus 43 now in the third quarter in the series.
Huh?
Crazy.
Yep.
And I looked at it, too. They were laying 1.5 minus 125 at halftime. I mean, you got to come back with it in game 4. I mean, whatever Kerr does, it's ridiculous going back what he's drawing up at halftime. But then, and then the team total, and then how the game turned out to be a stinker. 11 points in the fourth quarter? 11 points?
11. That's what they gave him last night. That's what they put up in the fourth quarter.
The team total was 104.5.
Yep. So at this point now, a full three games into the series, are the Celtics clearly the better team? Or are they just the better team? Pretty even series. And they happened to win by 16 points last night.
They're the better team. It also depends on how they're going to officiate the game. If they're going to call the ticky-tack stuff, and they're not going to let Green get away with some of his business, that's going to be difficult on them. And the crew was calling it tight last night. If they call it tight, that's going to favor Boston.
And I will tell you this. I really hope that the status of Robert Williams and how his play is affecting the series does not get lost in the shuffle. Because he was healthy again last night. He had four blocks, but that doesn't even tell half the story. I thought the guy was a complete menace on the defensive side of the ball for the Celtics. He had 10 rebounds on top of it. So when he is in, they're a completely different team. And I will say it for the last time. He deserved Defensive Player of the Year over Marcus Smart. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Smart, but you're watching it again now in real time, what Robert Williams means to this team. When he's not there, that's when others down low can actually go off. Doesn't matter who the other team is. When he is there, forget about it. He's a complete factor in this series when he's playing, when he's on the court. Yep. The guy I thought was great last night.
Sure. I'll tell you another one. Cause for concern. The Splash Brothers play like that. They still get beat by 16.
Yeah, what else? Where else are they going to get it from?
I know.
Poole only had 10.
Yep.
Who did anything off the bench? Wiggins had 18. But yep. Green's going to essentially give you nothing.
Oh, boy. This is a big problem. Because Smart doesn't even bother. No need. I mean, how they defend him. Smart and other guys. It's 4-on-5 on offense now when they have the ball.
Yep.
He can't shoot. He won't shoot. They're begging him to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
2 points. He was minus 13 in the game and in foul trouble. I mean, so this is that's going to be a big problem moving forward if he's throwing up bricks and reluctant to shoot.
All right. Let me run this by you as well. Am I going to really have to maybe plunk down some cash? Because I have a bunch of Celtics players at huge numbers from a couple of months ago to win the finals MVP. Do I really have to come back and bet Jason Tatum at plus 115? This is an absolute travesty, what's going on with this award market.
I don't get it.
The MVP. Again last night. Let me point this out. The Boston Celtics opened up their big 15-point lead when Tatum was doing nothing. That was all Jaylen Brown and the rest of the team. And by the way, that came in the natural flow of the offense. Mark Jackson's on the game. He goes, you got to get Tatum involved. Why? Why do you have to? You're opening up this lead.
Right.
He had a nice stretch then in the second quarter, but if you're watching the game like I am, or maybe we're watching two different sports, I don't know, the game completely changes when Tatum has the ball in his hands. It turns into all individual play,
correct,
all one-on-one. Get out of my way. I'm not going to pass. I'm going to go to the rack, or I'm going to take a three-point shot with somebody in my face. They open. And by the way, that's when it got tight. They got that big lead last night when it was a thing of beauty to watch.
Well, yes. And the third, they slowed it down. Then the horrible turnover started again. And they relaxed. And that was just when you see bad Boston with silly turnovers and why you do that. And push the ball, run your offense, and stop hunting bad matchups. And you're exactly right. I cannot believe. The other thing, it was so bad early on for him. I'm like, is he hurt? He cannot finish at the rim.
No.
How many bunnies did he miss?
Sure.
That's another
and
one.
And all that up and under crap that he does trying to get the contact.
And I know Udoka's all over him, as he should be. Every time you go to the basket and you don't finish, don't sit there and throw your hands up and then complain about, I can't believe I can't get
back
the call. And you don't get back on defense.
Yep.
He continues to do that. But that's, keep when Brown is hot like that, keep feeding him. But that's the MVP of the series. I would rank him actually Brown, Horford, and then Tatum.
I would not disagree with that.
Yeah.
Put it this way, if they had to vote on the MVP after last night and Brown was not unanimous, there should be an investigation.
Uh-huh.
It's clear as day. How is Jason Tatum plus 115 or plus 105? What are we doing here? What are we watching? He ended up with nice numbers last night. But again, I will tell you that it wasn't because of his value to the team. It came late when he went past the basketball. And I tweeted this out like in the third quarter. Did something happen around the end of the first quarter? Did somebody say something to the Celtics? Hey, we're going to threaten your family if you don't pass it to Jaylen Brown anymore? He couldn't touch the ball.
Yeah.
The guy was clearly the best player on the court for the Celtics in the first quarter, and then it's rolled into the second quarter as well. No, guys, let's stop throwing him the ball. I don't know. Strange, man. That was really, really odd to see.
I'll tell you what also was odd. What was up with before the game?
Uh-huh.
The Warriors are practicing and shoot around. They go, there's something wrong with the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, you know what? You're right. It's 2 inches off. It was 2 inches high.
They knew.
How does that happen?
I mean, they do this for a living. They can probably recognize when it's a half an inch off or an inch off.
Early tease, but I'm very excited for a guest we have tomorrow. It's our white whale. We've been hunting this guy for a while. He's a dealer at the World Series of Poker and cash games, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said, how about years ago in the World Series when there was 44 cards in the deck? And some guys said they could spot it just like that, but it took a while to spot. But this is what they do. Wait a second. Yeah. That rim's not off. And right, that was 2 inches off.
They had to go measure. Whoa, my God, look at this. You're right, guys. Not even close.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. By the way, for the record, they played for like more than an hour with 44 cards.
Right.
I don't know. Basketball players, they recognize this in warm-ups. They're not going to play a game for an hour and 15 minutes. Like, wait, it's 11 feet high?
Uh-huh.
Not that it would be that egregious, obviously. Uh-huh. I'm joking around a little bit, but.
I also like Von Tobel's, one of the tweets he had, too, about maybe, this line should go up as well for Friday. But this with this Curry injury, and I expect him to play, but even with the short turnaround now, if he's not close to 100%, but this is he can't be Superman every game. He's going to have an off game.
Well, even when he is Superman, it hasn't mattered twice.
That's true. And Thompson finally broke out of it. Thompson was great. So this is where, again, you go back to road games, and this is the one thing that those guys on TNT have always been right about, and the guys that played the game, the others and the supporting cast on the road.
Yep.
I mean, sometimes they all disappear, and that was the case yesterday.
Very true. So we had Bob Ryan on yesterday, NBA historian, has covered the Celtics and that league for a long time for the Boston Globe, and I agreed with his comment when he said, either way, whoever won the game last night, the loser was going to win game four. We're going to go back to San Francisco tied at 4-4. That is exactly what I thought. Doesn't matter who won the game last night, the loser would win game four. Well, now things can change because of the Curry injury. If that's actually a real thing, then I don't know how they're going to be competitive yet, actually, if that guy can't go. Which I don't expect that, obviously, but I mean, I'm saying if he's not close to 100%, you really got to like the Celtics again.
Well, we'll see it with the officiating coming up Friday. And the other thing, this would be something if the Celtics, who struggled so much at home in the postseason and have a better road record in the postseason, would actually win in six, go 3-0 at home, and the Warriors' streak comes to an end where they can't win a road.
Can't we, yeah?
That would really be something.
Well, here you go, because again, they took game one, gave game two back, and they were terrible, had to sit their starters in the fourth quarter. So how was last night going to go? A lot of adversity. Jason Tatum talked about how they thrive in that situation.
I think that's when we are at our best, right? When we respond to tough situations, when we respond to teams going on runs and things like that, we call a timeout, we regroup and lock back in. You know, I think that's when we're at our best. And I think we did that several times a night, and I think that's as a result, we end up winning the game. So just being focused and locked in and everybody competing and being on the same page, we're going to need that, obviously, to get the job done.
Kerr's going to have to go to some other players potentially.
Yes.
We're going to have to see a little bit of Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of Moody.
Mix it up, yep.
Yep.
The other thing, we have played three games. We have had one double-double. One.
Yep.
Tatum in game one. Tatum had 9 assists. Brown had 9 rebounds. There's been one double-double in 3 games.
Yeah, Williams had 8 points and 10 rebounds last night.
Yeah.
That's
kooky. Crazy. Isn't that something?
Yep.
The first hour of Follow the Money presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Right back at a big game tonight in hockey and over 300 ways to bet the Ranger-Tampa game. Excellent job by the viewers. We got several tweets and texts and emails on this last year, and they were exactly right. Charles Barkley lost a $100,000 bet last year in Lake Tahoe, but eventually was refunded the money. We'll tell you why and what happened coming up next on Visa and Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, Looney, first basket of the game, 12-1. How about that? That one cashed. Tough beat. I think he had, didn't he have 6 early? He got hooked. He couldn't go over his point. He gets the first basket of the game and gets 4 the rest of the way. Oh, Brown to score hit the first 3, plus 450.
Did you watch how that happened? Of course he did. I had Marcus Smart plus 850. He's got the ball top of the key, thought about it, and he passes.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Celtics alt spread lane, 9.5, plus 215. Every first quarter has gone over, and the Warriors have covered every third quarter so far, and Curry has led the... had the most points in all 3 games. He was plus 110. Now, Nestor had nothing. Twins plus 160 all over the Yankees yesterday. Royals plus 135 beat the Blue Jays. That line stunk from the get-go.
And it kept coming down during the show.
I'm not going to war with Kikuchi anymore. That's enough of that. Gonsolin, 7-0. What another great performance by him.
He's got like a 1.55, 1.60 ERA in that range after last night.
Yep. And this was awesome. This got lost in the shuffle because I think it was the same day as one of the games or after game one. Pat Riley's exit press conference. He called Lowry fat. He said Robinson and Strus were screen merchants. He said Hero's a defensive liability. And if you want to be a star, you have to be a two-way player and play defense. He called Bam an offensive liability. He said, I can do more push-ups than all you guys in the media, and I'm 77 years old. And he was asked, well, is he going to run it back with the same team next year? He says, I run it back with my wife every week.
Okay.
He is a lunatic, Pat Riley. Just some of the highlights from his exit press conference the Heat were eliminated.
Is that Riley's way of saying, I'm riding off into the sunset?
No, I think it's some... But the wife? No.
No. Like, he's taking off. Like, I'm not going to come back.
Oh, no. He still got it, I think, is what he's saying. And also, I'm not...
No. I'm saying, like, he's done with the team. Like, I don't care anymore. I can say whatever I want.
I've been here for a long time. Oh, he's been like that.
This seems like way over the top.
Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Eclectic mix as always. You want to see these are awesome today. Tweets, these emails, the videos. This is Cat outsmarts dog. So good. He's chasing him. Jumps, okay, piece of cake. You can't catch me. I jump on the little surfing board. And I go right to the other end across the pool. And the dog is in disbelief about, hey, how'd you do that? That's a magic trick. Yeah. I can't believe it. Cat outsmarts him.
Where's my surfboard?
Pulled one over on him. That was excellent. This is, you know, you got to feel great about this video. These monkeys grew up together and then were separated. This is the monkeys being reunited. That is a serious embrace.
Yeah.
With the smooch, too. Look at him.
I think one of our viewers sent me that on Instagram, and I've watched it like 10 times.
Isn't that something?
It's awesome.
Look at that. Serious embrace. We talked about top concert venues or unique concert experience. Plenty of people said that this is outside of Denver, right? Is this Red Rocks?
It's in Colorado.
By Denver, whatever you want to say, right? Look at that setup to watch a concert there. Several people sent that in. And then is it Pittsburgh too? Rivers Amphitheater, which what people sent in as well?
Now we're talking.
Rivers Casino Amphitheater in Pittsburgh. That's a great setup.
Oh, it looks outstanding.
Hard to beat Venice with the Pink Floyd show in 89, which we showed. That is dynamite. I like this too. Good one. This is house porn again. Look at that setup. You ever see something like that? Where the pool and he's got the steps and he's got the tree there actually in the water, how you look at it. Palm trees everywhere. Beautiful backyard. Beautiful setup.
Do you ever watch any of those real estate shows?
I used to watch the one in New York.
They have, what is it called? Million Dollar Listing in L.A. Watch that once.
Yeah.
And when they put a marathon on, I don't know how you change the channel.
What's it on? A&E or something?
HGTV, maybe.
Was it like this?
Paul, it's ridiculous.
It was actually depressing with the Megabucks thing when it happened. Because she's like, she's from California. She was from California. And she's like, let's look at Southern California. But she just won $12 million, not a shot.
Oh, you have no prayer.
You have no chance.
Yeah.
She looked at it, you get a shack in Malibu for $200.
The thing is, like, these houses are so impressive, like in the San Diego area, some places like in California, LA, yep. Whatever. You're like, I can't do it anymore. I can't watch.
Yep. Did you hear this? Or did you hear about this on social media yesterday? Here's the picture to verify it. This is at Aliante in the northwest. Aliante Casino, Boyd Gaming, northwest part of the town city. The Dollar Progressive Sequential Royale with cheese.
Yeah, there it is.
$314,000. You got to get it in order. And you see he holds the ace, the jack, and the 10 in order, and it comes king, queen. $314,000. That's a $5 bet.
That's it?
Yes.
But because
I've
of the progressive,
seen it that
there you
high.
Go. No, neither have I.
Never
nope.
seen
nope.
it that high. That is nuts. Lose some. There's the Barkley story. So we discussed this on air last year, and I tweeted about it. And we got a response about, hey, you can't do this. It's against the law, against the rules, rather. Because Barkley went on SportsCenter and said, yeah, I put $100,000 on myself to finish top 75 of the golf tournament in Tahoe. But state regulation prohibits participants from betting on an event in which they're involved. He finished 76 and lost, but it's a refund. You can't do that. And then the cat was out of the bag when he was telling people in interviews what he did.
Right.
So we got his money back. But everyone was on that. Did you see this? Josh Harris. He owns the 76ers. He was going to bid $5 billion on the Broncos. He had a stipulation. They can't come over the top, and Walton can't overbid me. Can't outbid me. He's got to stay. I don't want to get in a bidding war. I'll say, I'll give you $5
right
now. Right,
I'll give you $5 billion. I want the franchise.
So right now, you want to sell your team, there's someone who's going to offer $5 billion for it right then and there. It's guaranteed. He goes, I'll give you $5 billion for it. That's it. We call it good. It's like Cuban on Shark
Tank. He doesn't want to deal with the ego stepping
yes.
in there.
Yes. Yeah. We got this email. Starbucks. The guys at Starbucks before work. It's 6 a.m. There are two people working. What is going on? I went to the bank the other day. One person's working. The drive-thru was shut down. What is going on? Is this like we're not hiring people back? Well, I know about the Starbucks thing. People are leaving their food and drinks because they, the union business and whatever's going on. But two people at 6 a.m. and there's
I'm
one
guessing
person?
It was busy at 6 a.m.?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I've walked into several coffee shops recently, and it's like maybe one person's working. In fact, one of my favorite coffee shops in downtown Las Vegas, every time I go there, one person, that's it. Okay. They're not overwhelmingly busy, but it's like, hey, boy, if you get a rush here, good luck.
Let's go to a pub in Boston. This is excellent. Lose some. We had Cape Cod yesterday. Look at that. At a pub. Guy's got the feet up, puts it on the chair, and he's barefoot. If you're trying to watch the game and have a pint. Irish pub. Unbelievable. Really, it's bad beats. Horford over 11.5 points and over rebounds and points, which was 20. I thought he had 11 early in the third quarter. He finished with 11
he
and
did.
Eight.
He did.
And the Warriors team total was 104.5. 11 points in the fourth quarter. 11. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
You know, on that Barkley bet, remember when Floyd Mayweather, I think it was it against McGregor?
Yes.
He went on ESPN after the fight, and he said, I went to a casino here in town, and I wanted to bet the under. And they said, we can't take that bet from you. If you're going to bet on yourself, that should be okay, right, in theory? You just can't obviously bet against yourself.
Yeah, guys do it in the UFC and boxing all the time.
Right.
But this was, because Barkley wanted, said I'd make the top 75, and they said, no, you can't do that. Who knows? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That was, I know several people were all over that one when he did the interview on ESPN.
Tatum stayed under last night. It was 27.5. He went to 26. Brown and Smart almost doubled his point prop last night. Williams went over. It was 5.5. White only 7 points last night. It was 11.5 with the prop.
Was it 28 combined threes, too? Was that what it was?
You know what? I missed that.
The Warriors hit 15 and the Celtics. Yeah, the Celtics hit. The Celtics told three. Yeah, I lost that one. Celtics were 14. They hit 13. And you could have middled that, too. I saw 27.5 and 29.5.
Oh, wow.
For made threes.
You saw 27.5?
Yeah.
All right. Grant Williams over 5.5 yesterday.
Yep.
He had 10. He was one of the others that played well. Hey, that was a bet that I actually won yesterday. Been a rough week.
Man, it happens. Yep. Good. Well, they got Clay going. He was 19% in the series on contested shots, and he was 3 for 18 when they made him dribble. At least.
Imagine if he's not making shots last night.
I know.
They get blown up by probably 30.
Yep.
All right, BetRivers Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets with new same-game parlays. Every game this baseball season, you can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combination. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts on favorites or make your own long shot, you can add a little extra spice to your game with same-game parlays at BetRivers. Go to the website, which is BetRivers Sportsbook, the app, or BetRivers.com and make your baseball same-game parlays today. So, yeah, Grant Williams is my one winner, but I am as cold as ice in Major League Baseball. Losing streaks are no fun for anybody. How do you deal with them? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. VSiN contributor Jeff Siegel's coming off a winning Preakness pick. And you can bet a $25 free bet to follow him Saturday in the Belmont. All you have to do is sign up for First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. VSiN.com/horses for details. Exclusive offer for VSiN fans. VSiN.com/horses. Promo code LV Belmont, and we'll talk to Jeff tomorrow.
All right, let's start this hour, Paulie, talking some National Football League as the great Michael Lombardi joins the program. You can catch his show, The Lombardi Line, weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on VSiN. Spent a lot of years in NFL front offices. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I am great. Good. I think we're almost under 100 days, but it'll be like 90 days to go. I can't wait.
Yes.
So we're getting there.
Same here. So when that New York Times story came out on Deshaun Watson earlier this week, I read that whole thing, and immediately, you know, from our perspective here, what we do, I said enough's enough. I have to fire on the Browns to miss the playoffs and to go under their win total, which is what I did, because it's getting worse for him and the Browns by the day. I will ask you this, true or false, the longer the NFL waits to make a decision on Watson, the worse off he is.
Well, I would say probably true, although what we're getting is information that they should have already had, okay? So there is a disconnect. You know, I can't believe, and she's a wonderful reporter, Jenny Ventross of the Athletic and of the New York Times. I mean, but I can't believe she's done a better investigative reporting job than the Browns, who are a billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't the Browns hire Jim Rockford? He's $200 a day plus expenses. I mean, just go, you know, like, how do you not have a private detective investigating this case before you commit to $240 million? So what I'm saying here is whatever she put in her report, if that's new news to the Browns, then that's malpractice on the Browns case.
I totally agree.
100%.
And for them to come out and say, well, this is news to us, and we didn't know about the 24th woman and all this other business. I mean, you didn't bother to call one woman. Exactly right on that.
Paulie, when you take an oath of America in scouting and personnel, you don't put your blood on someone else. You basically agree to this principle that the job of a scout is to know more about the player before you draft them than after. Mm. That's the job. Mm. That's the number one job, is to know more about the player before you draft them than after you draft them. And if the Browns are saying we didn't know, they violated their Emerger code.
Very good answer. Yep. Very good. Let's say he's suspended for the whole year. What's realistic then, and what could they do with Brissett?
I mean, Mitch has got a good ticket then. I mean, we've seen Brissett. I mean, he couldn't beat out Tua. I love Jacoby Brissett. There's not a better kid in the world. There really isn't. He's tremendous. He's everything you want, except that he has this one instinctive problem that when his mama lifted from his crib, he didn't have it. And it's only a crib thing. He doesn't throw the ball with anticipation. He doesn't see the receiver open. It's a little like Jalen Hurts. You can tell me Jalen Hurts is having a great camp here at the Eagles, and we're hearing all about it, but there's an instinct that he's never played with, which is being able to anticipate the receiver to throw open. And that's what Brissett lacks, and that's what keeps him from being a starting quarterback in the league, because he's got everything else you want. He's got athleticism. He's got arm strength. He's got great leadership skills. Except he doesn't have that innate trait.
You mentioned this on the Lombardi line, and I know where you're at there. They're probably ready to have the parade. But they are betting the Eagles' win total over nonstop. Some people think they're better than the Cowboys. Where are you at with the Eagles?
I think the Eagles are a really good regular season team. I think they might be the Utah Jazz of the NFL. You know, I think their game is well situated for the regular season. They are really hard to play. They run the ball effectively. Their schedule is really soft. They play the East, right? And then they play the NFC North. Not a lot of hard games, right? They don't play a lot of great quarterbacks. Last year, they played six great quarterbacks, six, right? They played Herbert, Mahomes, Prescott, Derek Carr, and then Tom Brady twice. Mm-hmm. In those six games, their defense only held the opposing quarterbacks to 36 incompletions. 36 incompletions, okay? So they couldn't stop a great quarterback. They couldn't slow one down. But because they didn't play a lot of them, after they played Herbert in the middle of November, they didn't play another hard quarterback until Brady, and they got behind 31-0 in a playoff game. So yeah, they're going to win their regular season games. It's going to be, can they win a playoff game in a run-style offense? We shall see. Mm.
There's a lot of MVP bets on Hurts, too. Can he take I think that's a little crazy, but can he take the next step and step his game up and become a passer?
Do you remember the year that Jeff, that our guy from the West Point, Jeff, was complaining about Mitchell Trubisky liability?
Uh-huh.
If anybody's complaining about Jalen Hurts liability, let's stop that right now.
Okay.
Let's stop that right now. There's no chance. I mean, look, he hasn't demonstrated in college football that he could throw the ball with regularity. I mean, let's go back to the championship game. They benched him at halftime because he couldn't throw the ball. And you say, well, that was long ago. That's a trait that doesn't typically change.
Well, so another guy who is getting a lot of MVP bets, and I know what you're going to say about this, but we had Ray Ratto on from San Francisco yesterday. And he told us that he's convinced Trey Lance is going to be the starter. It's going to be his season right now, the entire time. And we asked, so then what's the drop-off? Because you know, they led the Rams 17-7 on the road to go to the Super Bowl, and they're going to go from Jimmy Garoppolo to Lance. And he said maybe an 8-win team. Your thoughts on all of that with the Niners and Trey Lance?
I don't know what to make of Trey Lance. I really don't. You know, he played one game of college football 2 years ago. He played very little last year. He didn't look as athletic as I thought he was going to look in terms of speed. He was a judge machine when he threw the ball. He never took anything off of it, you know. And so I don't know what this is going to look like. It's hard. I think losing Reed, the defensive tackle Reed, to the Jets was significant. He really dominated that game. Now, they've got to get Kinlaw to play better this year. He was hurt last year. I mean, they're a good team defensively, and we know they'll run the ball. I mean, the key is, can Lance do it? I just don't know. I'm not buying the rhetoric that he looks great. I'm not buying the rhetoric that he looks bad. I want to see it with my own eyes. to me, it's a stay away on their over total. But I know this, their defense is good enough to be right where they need to be.
I know in Belichick we trust, and he's the greatest coach of all time. But with McDaniels now leaving and taking the Raider job, is there should be fans and the organization be concerned that Patricia could be calling the plays, Judge working with the quarterback, and Patricia hasn't been involved in offense in 20 years?
I can't imagine that Matt Patricia will call the plays. First of all, when you're the offensive line coach, you got your hands full on Sunday afternoon just coaching five guys. Get them in the protection. I think it's real. I don't know one offensive line coach who's called plays. You know, Bill Callahan called plays when he was at the Raiders as the head coach. He was a line coach. Bill's a little bit uniquely different, but I can't imagine. First of all, whoever calls plays for the Patriots is going to have to earn it. I wrote about this in the Daily Coach.
Okay.
Belichick doesn't give away titles. You got to earn it. Just like he doesn't give away starting jobs, you got to earn it. I think that's yet to be determined who's going to call the plays. I would have a hard time believing that whoever's coaching Mac Jones, Joe Judge, isn't going to be the guy that calls the plays.
Okay. All things considered, Michael, all the movement in the offseason, how loaded the AFC is, how loaded some of these divisions are. I think we probably say this every offseason, but like no joking here. Is this the most anticipated season of like maybe your adult lifetime?
Oh, I think it. I mean, every year it is. I mean, it's unbelievable. We've got so much going on. You know, is Russell? There's so many questions you could just sit there and type out. Like, is Russell Wilson going to play better? You know, where is Aaron Rodgers without Devontae? I mean, it's really great. I mean, look, we know that the Hall of Fame game, when we finally get to that, will outdraw the NBA Finals significantly because we're all just waiting for football.
Yep, that and some of these games they put on primetime, too. It's going to be just absolutely outstanding. Thanks for the time today. Have a good week.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Lombardi Line, weekdays at noon Eastern right here in VSiN.
Apparently, Mac looks great, though, as well. In the best shape of his life, and they started off with the first practice and was carving people
up. I agree with what he said about Patricia, by the way.
Which is what?
I doubt that's going to happen.
Wow, okay. Boston.
I know those are the reports of what people are saying, but.
Greg Bedard, late May, Boston Sports Journal. High level of concern about what's going on with the Patriots. Several players are alarmed with the seed from the offensive coaching staff. Kendrick Bourne told Nesson, the system isn't changing, but the terminology is being simplified. Patricia hasn't worked on the offensive side of football since 2004-05. Offensive assistant and then assistant O-line coach. It is strange, right? He's doing that side of the ball. Judge working with the quarterbacks. You saw how bad they were on offense. But again, it's Belichick. He can call the plays. They'll be fine.
Did you happen to see who the shortest shot on the board is to lead the league in touchdown passes?
Is it Tom?
It's Tom.
Is it Tom?
45 years old.
Okay. Wow.
He's the favorite. He's like plus $5. I know that you know you were going to retire, Tom, and all, and you're in your mid-40s, but you're the favorite to have the most touchdown passes this year. No problem.
Yeah, ruined it for everybody. No problem. It's okay. No problem. Favorites to win the NFC. Yeah. We'll go right through it
again.
And
they probably should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? What do you think of the Eagles stuff? We'll get to this coming up.
No, I'm with Michael as well.
8.5 up to 9.5. They're still betting over 9.5.
Yeah. Nonstop. That's too much. I mean, 8.5, maybe. I could see them, you know, obviously getting back to the playoffs this year and winning 9 games, maybe even 10. But to bet it now at 9.5, no thank you.
Well, you can't be surprised if they win the division again, going back to the history.
No, I
we haven't
be.
Had a repeat champ since 2004, and the Cowboys haven't gone back-to-back in a long time playoffs.
You have to really like what they did on draft night, the offseason overall. They added some, I thought they really knocked that out of the park. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll continue talking National Football League coming up next. Some big bets that have been coming in across the country on NFL futures. Big bets, some of them on bad teams. We'll discuss them coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Always follow the money.
This is
Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get up your beast. Top Horse Racing plays. Express Bet Editor-in-Chief Jeremy Plonk going to Belmont. Race 2, he likes the 7. 6-1 on the morning line. Race 4, he likes the 3. Devil Boy on top. Juicy, 10-1. And Jeff Siegel has had a winning Preakness pick. He'll be on tomorrow. You get a $25 free bet to follow him in Saturday's Belmont. All you have to do is sign up for First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details. Exclusive offer for VSiN fans. Promo code LV Belmont. VSiN.com/horses. Promo code LV Belmont.
Here we go. Thursdays with the Maestro. Catchy nickname. Great guest, great host, Mike Palm, VP of Circus Sports here downtown Las Vegas, and VSiN host. Good morning, pal.
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul.
Hey,
you
Mike.
Know, we have a lot of people that are not necessarily in the affiliate markets watching on TV, but they're watching on their VSiN app or they're listening on Sirius. So we say good morning, Alpharetta, Georgia. Good morning, Las Cruces, New Mexico. Good morning, Emporia, Kansas. And good morning, Helena, Montana. Some love for the non-TV markets.
How about this?
The capital.
I'll give you a random spot.
Unabomber.
My wife and I have a weekend trip planned coming up in July for Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
Why?
Never been. Heard it's stunning.
You did not.
No, we are.
Santa Fe?
I want to eat some Hatch green chilies.
Yeah.
And my wife's a huge Georgia O'Keeffe fan. Her museum is there in downtown Santa Fe.
What about Albuquerque? You're going to go to Albuquerque?
You have to fly there and then drive to Santa Fe.
Yeah. They get the balloons. They do the balloons.
That's right. The hot air
festival. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Sunrise over Albuquerque.
Have you done it before?
No, I haven't.
Hot air balloon?
I've been in a hot air balloon.
You have?
Not in Albuquerque. Yes.
Oh, wow.
When was this?
Proposed in a hot air balloon.
No.
What? How do we not know the story?
When I went to San Francisco last year.
Oh, you were not.
We went on a hot air balloon ride over like Sonoma and all this, you know, the wine fields. That's where I proposed.
Nice job.
Yeah. Oh,
I thought you did it by the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
But that does maybe she jumped
nice
off the bridge.
Under the bridge. We were under the bridge.
I got to tell you, not much in life is a lock. That's a lock to get the yes.
Yeah. Well, it's an uncomfortable ride after if the next 45 minutes if it's a no. That's
your
only
story.
Thing.
Yeah, better. Yeah. Where'd you propose?
I don't want to tell you.
You don't? No. I did it at Central Park on a horse and buggy outside the plaza and after
to the Megabucks winner?
Yeah.
Oh, but so, the timing was probably a little bit off.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit. Get maybe screwed that one up.
Get
you want
here.
To know where I did it? Bedroom. In the bedroom. I have a reason for this, though.
You're not going to say anything?
Oof.
No. My wife was a longtime news anchor here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we went anywhere in public, People recognized her within two. She had unbelievable ratings, killed the competition here, did it for a long time. We couldn't get the mail. I mean, it was unbelievable. Couldn't walk the streets of Las Vegas.
Okay.
So I'm like, I can't take you anywhere. I don't want to like propose at a restaurant or somewhere on the strip where it's going to be like, hey, we know you. I can't do that. So I guess I could have taken her out of the city, but I didn't do that.
Yeah, you could have taken her out of the city. Absolutely. Yeah. Spend a few dollars.
Well, you didn't think that through, did you?
Well, she's had a pretty good run since.
You thought that kind of a celebrity would want to go to the China Grill? Come on.
I had a poem ready and everything. I had a thought out. Yeah. And then it rained. And I guess that was an omen.
let's talk about this. I made it a point yesterday on the show, and we went over this again, to bet the Cleveland Browns a couple of different ways. And I noticed here at Circa, you guys never took them off the board.
Mm-mm.
A lot of books have taken them completely off the board.
Safe play.
Yeah.
Yes.
To wait for a decision?
Mm-hmm. Sure. But you guys adjusted the yes-no on the playoffs, right?
And the division, too.
And the division. Now plus 240 from what I saw.
265 this morning.
Keeps going. Okay. And then you move the alt total. The alt low total on the Browns was 8.5. Mm-hmm. Under was plus 180. Now it's under 8 plus 220 from what I was looking at.
I was just looking at that. Big, big moves. But, I mean, the latest allegation, don't you think something now has to be done with the public outcry? He's loath to do things like Ray Rice until it becomes so public that he has to. The thing I always thought, well, the angle was that they'd let him play this year because of the way the Browns structured the contract. Because to be punitive would be next year because they made it so low, assuming he'd be suspended the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But now how do you feel if you're Baker Mayfield and they turn back to you if Deshaun's suspended for, you know, half a year, a year or two, who knows? Now you're the guy again?
Well, doesn't he feel kind of like the guy who's going to say, nah, thanks, I'm good. I'm not going to come back to you guys.
If he is, and this is apparently what happened, if he has said they threw me under the bus on purpose in that game against Pittsburgh, then I guess there's no coming back from that. But that would be something that's, can you salvage that relationship if this guy's out for a year?
How does he get four games, Mike? Watson.
He can't.
There's no way it's going to be four games.
He can't. Well, Zeke got six, didn't he, for pulling a top down into the parade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is 66-20, and all the wins that didn't file a suit but still would give a testimony or an affidavit to what went on. So one a week, a different one every week. Think about that. That's, over 17 months.
Yeah.
It's just less than one a week.
It's basically 4 months. So, right around one a week.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me ask you this. This LIV golf event, the tournament, now the tour taking place, and they're swooping all of these, you know, golfers from off the PGA Tour. Did you see this with DeChambeau? $100 million he's going to get?
And Pat Reed, too, I hear, right? They're taking Pat Reed?
It's absurd.
Well, they will have more fans in Saudi Arabia than they do here. That's an upgrade for both those guys. Yeah.
Good point. So, I'll ask you this, Mike. You've worked in the hotel casino business in Las Vegas for a long time. If a casino in Dubai came a knocking on your door and said, Mike, here's life-changing money. We want to bring you over to Dubai. You can be the hotel manager. We want Mike Palm over here. Would you consider it?
No, I wouldn't want to take my family, I don't think. If I was a single guy, maybe. But not at this point in my life. And then how can you give up this visa in life either? I don't know that they have a visa version there in Dubai.
What if they had the Dubai Gambling Network? You could be host over there, and you could be the lead, concierge hotel.
I'm pretty happy with my life.
Okay.
What Rory say? It's when you make decisions strictly for money, most times they're wrong. They've been pretty good on this. Rory, JT.
There have been good comments.
There have been very good comments about this. And, you know, we don't like them to leave, but they make that decision, and we don't hate them. But
Well, look at this. DeChambeau's getting $100 million. How do you say no to that?
Well, they can't. That's the point.
Right.
They can't say no to that. But, I mean, what do you come back to? They're going to be barred from the PGA now? They're going to face all these sanctions and not let them play here anymore? Is it all about money? Or are you trying to be the best in the game? Is it about legacy? Is it, people have different motivations. But it's hard to pass on money that you're set and your family and three or four generations can be set for life. You had that chance. You passed. But.
Well, I tried. I can't. What am I supposed to do?
Well,
I can't
you were in full recovery mode.
Can't force it. Well, the other thing is the comments are all over the place, too. You know, people saying blood money and it's a stain on the game.
Of course,
Well, I still think the tour is going to act here. Remember, Monahan said lifetime ban, all this stuff. I'm not so sure. You come down and say, you're not playing the majors. We're not going to let you do this. All these guys could jump ship. What's this going to mean for the tour? And what if it's successful and people tune in and watch this stuff? Who knows what's going to happen? They could keep pillaging and stealing other guys. This right. could just more guys could be going.
Right. And the reports that I heard, the coverage is going to be awesome. That's the plan anyway.
Well, yeah.
Which, if the coverage is great, I mean, what's like the biggest gripe from bettors and fans of the sport now over here in the States? It's like the golf coverage stinks. We can't get golf shots whenever we want them.
You can't, and you don't get a lot of the early stuff. These majors on Thursday and Friday, you don't have a coverage of it. Yeah.
Yep. Did you know about this? David Purdom tweeted this out. A golf event last summer mm-hmm. that takes place in Lake Tahoe on an annual basis. Charles mm-hmm. Barkley bet $100,000 on himself to finish in the top 75. He finished 76th, but eventually the state had to refund him his money because it's a state regulation that prohibits participants from betting on an event in which they're participating or they're involved. Did you know about that? I thought boxers and UFC guys could bet on themselves.
I did not know about that, but you should only be able to not bet on against yourself, right?
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't you bet yeah. on yourself? Right? I mean, that's the whole thing. I know there's a lot of the integrity and all that, but I mean, what's wrong with that? But that's a very popular tournament in Lake Tahoe that they do every summer around the 4th mm-hmm. of July weekend. It's funny, Tahoe, it's the opposite of Vegas. Because of the lake. The busy seasons are summer and winter. We're in Vegas, right? The busy seasons are spring and fall because of the weather. But it's not an outdoor-based community like Tahoe is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know a lot of people that go up there and have played in that tournament.
Been there a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Paulie and I used to cover it 20 years ago for the radio station we worked at.
And that air is so nice up there.
Oh, it's a total game changer. It's,
oh, beautiful.
Yep. Yep.
We went up there to look at buying a hotel at one point with Derek and spent a couple days up there. It was amazing.
Yeah. Don't you guys have a book up in Reno now? Or you're opening one
Sparks.
Up soon?
In Sparks.
Okay.
Part of the crew just went up there this week to check it out. It's scheduled to open, I believe, August 19th, which is a Thursday. It's when the casino is going to open. We'll have a book with a nice area there, a brick-and-mortar book. So we'll be in Northern Nevada, which we've been trying to do here for a couple
okay.
years.
And that will let you slide into Lake Tahoe then eventually, right?
Yeah, of course.
It will?
Well, I mean,
Derek doesn't screw around.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
and then Chicago coming on board here. Looks like October.
Yeah.
With Joaquin.
Yeah. I think it was Oliver McCall one time who talked about putting his paycheck on himself in a boxing match. I always thought that was acceptable, but again,
it's been done plenty of times. You have.
Yeah.
I think Lennox Lewis put $2 million on himself once.
Yeah. I think the problem was Mayweather went over to the M, was it?
Yes.
And tried to bet the under on the round prop. And they said,
"Yeah,
no. we can't take that money on
well,
a round
prop. If he gets knocked out, he quits in third round.
Of course,
wins.
Right.
That's, he can that, control that
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
through negative action.
But betting on yourself should be,
why not?
You would think, acceptable. Yeah. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, the email is ftm@vsiN.com. We're on Twitter at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Mike is at Mike Palm Circa.
That's it.
Yep. Okay. Up next, we do have a big game tonight in the NHL. It's a game 5. Now, we've discussed this before with you. You have a huge ticket on the Rangers. It's a very nice price, right?
It doesn't matter. He's not the only one.
Yeah.
So that's
to win
that's
the whole
good.
Thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What is like the whole discussion here of
yeah.
now that we're at a game 4, maneuvering, trying to profit on having such a good number on the Rangers to win the Cup? We'll get the load on what you've done and how you would maybe approach tonight's game coming up next here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.